each outworn assumption can be replaced with a more complete and expanded version of the truth. These new assumptions are also just ideas invented by the human mind, but they allow us much more freedom and power. They give us the ability to rewrite the program of aging that now exists in ourselves. The 10 new assumptions are: 1. The physical world, including our bodies, is a response of the observer. We create our bodies as we create the experience of our world. 2. In their essential state, our bodies are composed of energy and information, not solid matter. This energy and information is an outcropping of infinite fields of energy and information spanning the universe. 3. The mind and the body are inseparably one. The unity that is me separates into two streams of experience, thoughts and desires, and the experience of the body. It is in the union of the two that we are all meant to live. 4. The biochemistry of the body is a product of awareness. Beliefs, thoughts, and emotions create the chemical reactions upholding life in every cell. An aging cell is the end product of awareness that has forgotten how to remain new. 5. Perception appears to be automatic, but in fact it is a learned phenomenon. If you change your perception, you change the experience of your body and of your world. 6. Impulses of intelligence constantly create your body in new forms every second. What you are is the sum total of these impulses, and by changing their patterns, you will change. 7. Although each person seems separate and independent, all of us are connected with patterns of intelligence that govern the whole cosmos. Our bodies are part of a universal body, our minds an aspect of a universal mind. 8. Time does not exist as an absolute, only eternity. What we call linear time is a reflection of how we perceive change. If we could perceive the changeless, time would cease to exist as we know it. We can learn to start metabolizing non-change, eternity, the absolute. By doing that, we will be ready to create the physiology of immortality. 9. Each of us inhabits a reality lying beyond all change. Deep inside us, unknown to the five senses, is an innermost core of being, a field of non-change that creates personality, ego, and body. This being is our essential state. It is who we really are. 10. We are not victims of aging, sickness, and death. These are part of the scenery, not the seer, who is immune to any form of change. This seer is the spirit, the expression of eternal being. These are vast assumptions, the makings of a new reality, yet all are grounded in the discoveries of quantum physics made almost 100 years ago. The seeds of a new reality were planted by Einstein, Bohr, Heisenberg, and the other pioneers of quantum physics who realized that the usual way of viewing the physical world was grossly limited and false. Although things out there appear to be real, there's no proof of reality apart from the observer. Every worldview creates its own world. I want to convince you that you are much more than your limited body, ego, and personality. The field of human life is completely open and unbounded. At its deepest level, your body is ageless. Your mind is timeless. Once you identify with that reality, which is completely consistent with the quantum worldview, the aging process will fundamentally change. Why do we accept anything as real? Because we can see and touch it. Everyone has a prejudice in favor of things that are solid, concrete, and reassuringly three-dimensional. Yet, according to this standard of reality, the earth is flat, the ground beneath your feet is stationary, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, all because they seem that way to the senses. Yet Einstein and his colleagues were able to dismantle this mask of appearances. They reassembled time and space into a new geometry that had no beginning or end, no edges, no starts, and no stops. Every solid particle in the universe was just a bundle of energy vibrating in an immense void. The old space-time model was smashed, replaced by a timeless, flowing field of constant transformation. This quantum field isn't separate from us. It is us. The same place where nature goes to create stars, galaxies, quarks, and leptons, you and I go to create ourselves.